Hello.
Hey, Daniel.
I'm listening to you right here. How are you, Gada?
Kai, it's been a long time, my G.
The way you came in, someone would think it's not been a long time. That's mad. That's mad. How have you been?
Mean, thanks. Like, let me tell you something very funny right now. I'm currently in the garden of my house, taking care of plants.
Okay. So I'm supposed to be wait, so let me see, what's the time? This should be 6:18, Abby.
Actually 7:18.
7:18, my bad. Lovely, lovely stuff. Nice to hear that. Nice to hear that. I'm very happy you are plowing the land. Love that. Love that. Guys,
We
we're about
have
to
to.
stay less, bro. I'm sorry for this awkward introduction. But you see, this right here is one of them guys. If you guys were in school, when you have those friends that you probably didn't speak to a whole lot, but nowadays you find out you're happy they are doing you, they're just one of those friends, you're happy they are doing good, and then you guys kind of find a common ground that you can all then speak about stuff with. That's basically this boy here, Abdullahi Gada, amazing sports mind that I've come to notice. And so I told him, we have to keep talking about sports, bro. And I'm so happy he's come on. And I hope he's going to, do the best he can and actually dissect what he wants to come here and talk about. Gada, please, when we are talking on the podcast, if there are other noise in the background, the people listening, it's them that'll suffer it. Kagare? And it's all about the consumer at the end of the day. I'm sure you understand. So I tried
True.
to make sure everything around my side was shut so we can have a very, very, all right, bro. So, guys, like I said, hopefully this should be an amazing one. And I'm trusting it's going to be an amazing one. Gada, what's going on?
About well, we're chilled, man. And let me even ask you before I carry on, is there any sound coming from my side so that I can take care of it?
Right now, we're good. Only the
All right
bell.
then. All right then. We're chilled. Man,
Yep.
I'm doing great. How about you? How has the weather been treating you over there?
That sounds just like my pops, man. When my pops calls most times, this guy will be saying, how's the weather? Man, that's a very nostalgic time, man. RIP, big man. Stay safe.
We jumping straight
Anyhow.
into it, or is there anything? Is there any what's it called? Preview.
Is there any preview?
Hello?
You say preview?
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't know.
Is there any preview? No previews. No previews. Like that, maybe that statement is out of context, but no previews. What I'm trying to say is it's been amazing, and then we thank God, man. Things have been okay. Things have been okay, to be fair. And yeah. Man, we thank God. We thank God. I'm sure you're doing okay, right?
Yeah, I am.
Brilliant
I'm doing
stuff.
fantastic, actually.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Exactly. I love that. So let's jump into it, bro. You watched Madrid's game today, 60 minutes. You had to go out, you had to do some other things, obviously, so you couldn't catch the rest, right? Have you seen the highlights of the whole game?
No, not yet, but I will later.
Okay, so now you just
But
do
like, here's the thing. That's the thing. Like, Madrid is just like if you are enjoying the football, you will probably fight with whoever it is, excluding your parents, who is going to send you on an errand. But the fact that I was willing to go on that errand shows you shows you the performance that we have been dropping lately.
wow, simply wow. God, oh man,
Honestly.
you couldn't have put that any more perfect, bro. That was lovely. Oh my days. I can't believe my ears.
No, like, but it's the truth though. Like, it's I know you two, even if you haven't been watching all the games, you see we've caught at least the Champions League games. Everybody has seen the Champions League games. Please, for God's sake, what God? Hey.
Gana, don't worry, don't worry. Gana, if you talk too much now, Ramos will say he's injured now. We don't know that Gana has sent for him. Please, just please, Gana, don't be angry. Don't be angry. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Okay, let me try and give you some possible problems. Yeah? Let me see. Did Benzema have his beef with Vinicius again?
So, like, that's, in fact, before we go exactly into that, where did that even come from exactly? I don't even understand. Everybody just saw a video randomly that he's saying don't pass him the ball. And it's like, since when? When did that start? How did, like, where does that come from?
God, you're killing me here, man. God,
like, where does that, like, and he, the Benzema himself, when the guy was dropping stinkers when Ronaldo was around, Ronaldo was never, there was never a situation where Ronaldo was like, don't give this nigga the ball, this Algerian nigga, because he's no longer.
I got you, bro. Oh my days. Oh my days.
That has been done by the French guys. So it's just this Algerian nigga, so far as we are concerned. Oh my. Ronaldo never did that to him. Yes, sometimes we see Ronaldo vex at other people taking the shine. Ronaldo never did that to him, so why? And he's doing it to a young player at that.
Wow, that's crazy, bro. That is crazy. See, to be honest, if I'm going to just put a very plain opinion with what I can see, number one, give Benzema some credit based on that guy has been through hell and back, bro, in terms of playing football. Anyhow, guy. All the way from Bordeaux in 2009, and for you to be in Madrid for over a decade, Ronaldo's have come and gone. Ozil's have come and gone. Ramos is here, obviously. Plenty boys have come and gone, and for Benzo to still be there till now, Kuska, he don't try. I'll give him.
Yeah, true. Credit should be given where credit is due.
Like you said, to pick out Vinicius like this, man, even sparks a wider conversation than just football. But I don't want to go into that, so we can just keep our conversation as concise as possible. Bruh,
yeah.
For you to pick out Vinicius like this, nah, it's something else. And in a way, the way I see it, it's almost like it affects Vinicius. Like it's almost like it's affecting him a little. Like, I mean, the only thing I've noticed from him is when he came on against Shakhtar and at least tried to save the day in the Champions League. But apart from that, man, I'm sure this thing would have been affecting Vinicius. I am sure. But yeah, man, bro. Fam, give me what?
Definitely. So the game just, I don't know. Now, probably there will be difference of opinions. But because of, as a football fan, like you and I, we've been watching, it's not like we're these old people, but we've been watching football for more than 10 years now. Sir. So obviously, as a fan, you should expect highs and lows. Yes, that's just how you are naturally. But, like, coming off of the three-peat that we had not too long ago of Champions League, yes, and, you know, the success that we had, this sudden slump, like, that just came out of nowhere. And the fact that from this, because I know that you're asking me about the game,
worry,
and I'm going
talk,
in general
talk,
now. But
talk, don't worry, speak your mind, bro.
Yeah, I'll come back to the game. But like, there's still part of me that is waiting for that spark to return. So anytime I watch a game, like that's kind of where my standards are. So when I'm watching the game, it's like, yeah, in 2 minutes, Mariano scores, and it's like, okay, this boy that, like, and frankly speaking, I'm not very high on Mariano. Some people are. I'm just not, because the guy is what, 27 now? 20, like, he's not young, and he hasn't really exploded, except for that season with him, Depay, and somebody else. I've forgotten the third person, Leon. The guy hasn't really done anything in terms of Real Madrid standard. So I was like, okay, good. Now let's see how the game goes. And then it's just the same thing. You create a few chances here and there. The other ones to create a few chances, and like that's it. There's no legit dominance in the game. It's basically like Watford versus Aston Villa. That's how Madrid is playing this more team.
No. Say less, bro. Say less, bro. I gotta drop the say less for you. Yeah, just say less, bro. Say less, bro. Oh my God. So, my bro said, "What fun Aston Villa." Nah, you taking the Celeste trophy already. 10 minutes into this conversation. My God. Continue, bro.
Like, it's legit now because, like, we used to dominate teams, like proper dominance through long stretches of the game. Yeah, sometimes we'd lose, but when you watch the team play, you're watching a dominant team play. It's just that they were not supposed to win that day.
Yes, sir.
But Real Madrid now, you're watching Real Madrid, and you're asking yourself, how in God's name is Villarreal, like, bossing your midfield? How is Villarreal entering your defense like this?
Wow.
As if it's not Real Madrid. As if they're playing their playmates.
Wow. No respect.
Honestly. And it's like, yes, like I said, that's why maybe you talk to other Real Madrid fans, the difference of opinion. Yes, it's not like we're just sitting down there doing nothing. We are creating chances. We are actually playing football. But honestly, the standards are not up to par with what you expect from a Real Madrid team.
Totally understand you, bro. My day. How did that first half look to you? If you had to summarize first half, what would you say?
So the first half was more balanced, like in terms of how we played. So we kind of controlled it more than they did, okay. Even though they also had their own chances.
Okay.
We were like, if you was watching that game, as the game starts, you have hope because of the attacking prowess that we showed, okay. And then the Mariano goal early on. Okay. So you kind of have more hope that, okay, this is going to be a favorable game.
Sir.
And then around the, like, close to the 30th minute, it just does not elevate beyond that. It's just that early hope is still what you still have.
Wow.
There's nothing that supports it. Like, there's no elevation. There's no level that they were able to attain higher than what was at the beginning. And as you know, in a game, if you do not increase your level, so the other team is bound to just catch up to you, and then it just becomes even at that point, or you start to slump.
I love that. It's bound. It's the law of football. If you slip on the bicycle, somebody come and push you off. It's simple. Love
exactly.
That. Keep going, bro.
So that's basically how I was looking at the game. So it's like, yeah, okay, early goal, cool. You guys are like, there's ginger in the team, but then it just continues that way. And then going into the second half, the fact that it just kept on going like that, and then the chances that they kept on creating, I was just like, God, this is just the same story again, like some of the previous matches I've seen. That's why when the error came about, I did not feel like, obviously, I wanted to see the end of the game. But I didn't feel too like, there wasn't, you know, that feeling that you have now that you're like, guy, I have to see this through.
Yeah, you're not into it at all.
Exactly.
I feel you, my days. So, by what you just said now, first half ended 1-0?
Yeah.
Okay, what was the full score of the game?
It's 1-1. Wow. They got a penalty towards the end.
Wow.
Around the, I believe, 75th minute.
You left the game at 1-0.
Yeah.
Just for you to be at an errand that you see one useless notification.
Exactly.
Jesus Lord. God.
You see a notification, you think that, hey, so maybe, like, because like I said, I left the game, even though we were winning, I left the game not feeling overly excited.
Yeah.
So that notification would have maybe upped my mood if I saw, like, a Benzema goal.
Yeah.
Or even, you know, if I saw something, just for me to see penalty.
God of mercy. Kada, how did you feel?
I felt like, obviously, I'm not, like, my team is still not at the, you know, like, in the lows of the lows. But it's just sad.
Wow.
I can't complain like the same way some, like, I don't know, maybe like Arsenal fans will complain or some other team. <That's it,
bro. laughs>
Because like I can't, because it's not like my team is like at the bottom of no, we're still doing well, but it's like the standards, man. The standards are just not what you want or expect from your team.
Got you, bro. Got you. Wow, that must have been a drag. So watch.
Yeah, really. And I even decided to watch the Barcelona game. I don't know if we are going to talk about it later.
I just don't to mind. See if you want to go into the Barcelona.
That will console me. Sorry?
Do you want to go into the Barcelona game as well?
Yeah, if you want, you can go into that as well.
That after Madrid game. Don't worry about it.
So, I know.
As you're saying, so, first half ended 1-0. And by the time you got to where you're at your errand, you saw 1-1. And right now, watching Madrid is like crawling through glass bottles, bro. So it's strenuous, but you just got to do it because you love this team. No problem.
Exactly.
So now Madrid does that on that. If you are to give player ratings for the starting lineup, can you do that for us from the back to the front? Over 10.
Start. Bro, like, I'll be completely honest with you. I don't even remember the whole of the starting lineup.
No problem. No problem. I wish I had in front of me here to help you. But no worries. Let's leave Madrid. Let's go into Barcelona. How was that game?
It was the beginning of the game was fairly competitive until this guy's mistake, Ter Stegen, because Ter Stegen was the guy that basically messed it up for them.
Wow. So in other words,
I think he just messing around with Neuer, because I don't, have you seen?
Wait, you say Neuer? Who's Neuer? How?
No, that's what I'm saying. If you have seen the highlights, you know where I'm getting at.
I've not basically seen this nigga. The only thing I saw is what Imi put on the snap, and then I asked Imi about the game. Normally, Imi would reply sharp, sharp, but this time till now, I just had to tell Imi, fam, I thought you reply quickly, but I'll just go and check highlights myself. So I decided to talk about it with you before I go and check highlights.
So basically, Ter Stegen, but like it was a counter attack by Atletico Madrid.
Okay.
And then Ter Stegen just rushed out. Like, I still don't understand the mentality as to why he rushed out, because it's not as if he was left all alone. Because in that situation, it's often as a goalkeeper, it's when you are left all alone, that's when you rush out.
Wow.
And. But the guy just rushed out, and Pique was there, and I don't remember which was the second defender. There were two defenders who were already trying to chase Carrasco down. And then the guy just rushed out.
Okay.
I mean, the guy just flicked the ball hit the side of his heel and went in between Ter Stegen's legs. And then, so now he has already beat Ter Stegen. So it was him and an empty post, and he just shot it into the empty goal.
What? People attempt to score after hitting the ball past Ter Stegen.
Yeah, like, trust me, you need to see the goal. If you don't even watch the highlight of the match, just go and find the goal. The touch that Carrasco did to get the ball through Ter Stegen's legs was actually a thing of beauty.
Wow. Don't worry about it, bro. I like to get the whole picture, man, not just the moment. So don't worry, I'll check that whole game and see if I don't actually have any hope before anybody comes and say, the only judge, you know, for Ter Stegen, guy would have given these guys like 4-0. Calm down. Let's see what happens. No problem. Wow, that's crazy, bro. So that game ended 1-0.
Yeah, 1-0. Wow. From one mistake.
So Barcelona, were they very offended?
They were like, they basically, because you know, they were playing Atletico the way you're supposed to play Atletico. Because you know that they can sit back and absorb the pressure and then hit you on the counter-attack. So they were not trying to be overly committed, but they were, as Barcelona often like to do, they were still the ones controlling the ball more.
Got you. That's Koeman's Barcelona. By the way,
exactly.
When you listen to the pod, you yourself, you notice the places where noise was a lot. So maybe I guess next time you'll be able to, you know, get just be better. I didn't want to have
yeah.
to stop you every time, so I just let you go.
Okay, so no worry. Problem. I would.
Like we're saying, man. No, don't worry about it, Gada. Don't worry. When you listen, I'm sure you know what to do. So,
all right,
bro. Wow, Barcelona. They're just keeping the ball. Not doing too
listen,
much, just keeping.
Yo,
the ball.
Let me tell you something that even though I'm a Madrid fan and a Ronaldo fan. Something I never thought I would say about Messi, even though I've seen some of his bad performances in the Champions League, like against Roma and some of the other ones. But like, I swear to God, and I know Barcelona fans will agree with me. I swear to God, there was like a 30-minute stretch where you did not see. It's not even like this joking thing like, oh, Messi. No. I'm talking like legit. Messi was not on the camera.
Jesus, Ghana, like, no, Ghana,
no,
that's
I like
just made right now.
That's what I'm telling you, right, and now. I want you, but just even before you watch the highlights, go and talk to Barcelona fans right now. I can guarantee that there will be some of them that will support my words.
I'll take your instruction, Ghana. I'll go and talk first.
Like it was the most shocking thing to me. I was like, okay, I understand that Messi, Ronaldo, they are human beings at the end of the day, they have bad games, so it's like, ah, it makes sense. But for me to look at the screen asking myself, where is Messi? And to watch the football being passed around. It's passed around. And even to see him at the corner waiting for the ball, I did not.
What? Guy, I know your TV is definitely not upside down. So you gotta be very, very accurate in this statement right here. What's great? No problem. Before I go crazy on this right here, bro. No worries. Okay, bro. No problem. Oh my days. Do you remember the starting lineup? Do you want to give a rating on their own XI?
Well, so I can give a rating on the players that I remember.
Okay.
But not the entire lineup. Okay. So I'm going to start with Atletico, ba?
Okay.
So they started with Correa and Carrasco. I don't remember who was the other four, but Correa got, I would say, 7 out of 10. Carrasco, 8.5. Koke, 8.5.
Wow.
What's not this guy's name? God, what's this guy's name now?
What position?
He came in as a substitute. Yeah, Costa. Costa didn't really get much time. He didn't play much. The defense, Savage.
Man, like
that guy
Savage is still out here.
Yo, that guy bossed the defense, man.
Man, like Savage. This guy left.
And then Oblak.
I never heard of him. I just knew he was still in Atletico, Sha. So he's still out here. Nah.
Yeah, like that's the thing. That guy has. He's like them, Koke them. He's just. He hasn't left the team. He's just there with everybody.
I love that.
Oblak too. Oblak was just Oblak. Everybody, if you know Oblak, Oblak was Oblak. So that's like
that.
9 out of 10.
Love that.
Wow. If we are going to Barcelona, Messi, I don't know. Given that I did not see this guy, I'll give the guy like 4 out of 10. I'll give...
Guys,
I give them.
Oh, this guy just talked.
Yeah, in fact, Dembele was one I was even doing more.
Please, nobody should touch Gada. Please, he's just speaking his opinion. Like he said, let me repeat it. He said, Messi 4/10. Second, continue.
Fam, like for anybody listening, if you want to slaughter me, go ahead, my
God,
friend. I am not. I will not stop you, because. If you feel like slaughtering me, you're probably an angry Barcelona fan. And I will not stop you from expressing your anger. Go ahead.
Wow, that's crazy. Let's move on.
Then Dembele, Sha. Dembele actually tried to me, Sha, in that game more than almost anybody. So it's Dembele will get like 6.5 from me.
Mad.
Then this new, is it Dest that they call him? That's
oh,
new
okay.
Dutch
you
guy.
You said your Dest, yeah, the right back.
Yeah, him. him, he came in. Who went out that he came in? I do not remember who went out. But when he came in, he did decent. The Barcelona defense, is it Lindlet or something? I keep forgetting
their
name.
We know who you are talking about.
Him, he was like, imagine, he actually had more headers than Messi had chances.
No, Gada, only God knows where you saw this now, where you saw this stat. Longley had more headers than Messi had touches.
No, hey, guy, before I said chances, not touches, chances.
Okay.
Hey! Before you throw me inside hot water.
I can't throw inside hot water, guys. Audio. Everybody, they will put me. Wow. Longley had more headers than Messi had chances.
Hey, you would watch the game, man. That's the beauty of it. You would verify everything that I've just said. You will be able to verify it yourself.
Don't worry about it, bro. I'm taking your word as it is. Don't worry about it. So you're saying the team couldn't create anything?
Honestly, they just could not. Like, they had few chances here and there, but, like, all of them were... Like, you know, there's chances that you can see that it's like, okay, the striker should have done better.
Yep.
And then there's chances that, like, okay, it's 50-50.
Yep.
You could have gotten it, you could have missed it. And then there's chances that... I mean, like, if you like, it's a miracle for you to score. So that's basically the kind of chances Barcelona were getting.
Wow. So which type of those chances just mentioned was predominant in the game?
Yeah, for Atletico had more 50-50 chances.
Okay.
They had more chances that, like, yeah, okay, they could have scored and the keeper could have saved it. While for Barcelona, they just had more of the ones that it would have been a miracle. It would have been actually very impressive.
No, Gada, you do some agenda for Barcelona. What's going
Listen,
on now?
Okay, before we carry on, yes, I am biased against Barcelona.
Okay,
let me just put it out there.
No problem. Okay, now
let me just
understand. We understand. Okay,
let me put it out there.
Carry on.
So, but actually, legit. This one, I'm trying to be as serious as I am, but like they actually had less impressive chances. It's Atletico, especially in the second half, because I missed like the first, I believe, 15 minutes of the first half.
Okay.
But everything after that I saw, and that's basically the story of the game. Atletico had more impressive chances, while Barcelona, yes, like Lenglet had two headers that were very like good chances. Dembele had one shot that I can remember too. That was a very good chance. But outside of these three chances, there's nothing else that I can remember that these guys, Barcelona, created that were good.
Wow. Can Griezmann play that game?
Griezmann, yeah, he was in that. Like, Griezmann was playing. Like, I don't even understand the role he was playing. Because you know everybody has been is like the scapegoat of Barcelona now. Almost every fan doesn't like him. But like he's a forward, but he was playing like a CM type role. Like, because I just saw him running around in the midfield. Like, and when I say running around, I don't mean like in a bad way. I mean like he was trying to chase the ball, try to get the ball back and try to deep passes. But like so, you are a forward. You are supposed to be forward. But he was also running around basically in the midfield. He had a few chances, but like, as well, none of his chances were like as clear as Lenglet's own or as Dembele's own.
Got you. Wow, guys, so sad. I don't know why I'm so sad in for Griezmann. So I don't even know why. Maybe it's because he had United 2 summers ago and he decided to pass on it, but no problem. Wow.
But I think everybody that knows about Griezmann will have small sympathy for him because he obviously just wanted to win Champions League. He left his team thinking that the other team had a higher chance. And then now everybody is scapegoating him. So it's understandable to have some pity for the guy.
Wow, that's interesting, man. That's a very interesting take. No problem. No problem. Oh, wow. Barcelona. Koeman has got Griezmann on a wicked regimen. My days, what's going on, man?
Exactly, man.
Koeman,
Exactly.
man, what's going on? No problem, man. No problem.
So you guys, I just remember something. You guys have experience with these Dutch coaches. Like you and, as a Man United fan, you and Louis van Gaal, we know how that story ended.
I mean, oh my days. How did the story end, Ghana?
You guys had, I want to remember there was, I can remember because before then, before he came to you guys kept talking about how tactical the guy was because he made that substitution during the World Cup to switch goalkeepers. He removed, what's the guy's name? He removed Kasper for, what's the goalkeeper's name that he put again?
Listen.
Yeah. I can remember this vividly. Many fans were like, the guy had tactical mindset. The guy is tactical. This guy came in and was trash for like a solid 3 years for Unigas.
Guys, in case you don't understand what Ghana is saying, let me bring some context into this. So picture us in what you call high school if you're in the US, but college, if you are in, I don't know, Nigeria or so, bro, we're in secondary school. Secondary school, World Cup 2014. We all know Van Gaal did a madness. Yeah? With all our young football minds, we Man U fans, we saw this guy doing some miracles, flying Dutchman, doing some chemistry with our Robbie Van Persie, making some average players look amazing. Who is De Vrij? Who is Bruno Matisindi? Why you all these kind of guys, and this guy carried them all the way to third place? Nah, I think guys, if you're in our shoes, come on, now you gotta think this guy will come and do a madness. But yeah, guys, he came, and long story short, the reality was different. But I appreciate Van Gaal, no problem. Continue, bro.
So basically, like me, I would say the only good thing for me that night was being a Ronaldo fan, basically. Yesterday was just, well, obviously, the fact that Barcelona did not win, even though Atletico won, and Atletico are supposed to be our rivals, but Ronaldo again, too. Ronaldo's performance was also another like good thing for me that night.
What did he do?
He scored 2 goals.
Wow. 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 Is it something I want to say out here together? Do you think Ronaldo or Zlatan will have higher goals? Who do you think will have more goals at the end of the season?
Between Zlatan and let me see. Zlatan, Ronaldo, Zlatan. I think my bias will probably cloud my judgment, but I'm going with Ronaldo.
Do you think it's only your bias that's clouding your judgment?
So, like, because me, based on the performances as well, because this guy, too, is scoring goals. It's not as if he's not scoring goals.
Exactly.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like Ronaldo is just still, is still operating on a higher form than Movic.
Got you. That's well said. I love that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, man. That's amazing. He's still performing at a higher form. That's all right. Yeah. Don't worry about it. Mad. Hopefully, Tata can catch this period for a longer period if he can. Well, I doubt it. But if he can, that's just different of him, man. But yeah, like you said, Ronaldo is bound to be more consistent with this than it is for Zlatan. So let's say it goes. You said Ronaldo. Okay, no problem. No problem. We'll see how it goes. At the end of the season, best believe we'll still talk about it.
Definitely. And it's like, but here, let me ask you something. Because I've been having this argument with my brother, and he's also a Man U fan. Because I think he's still hooked on the Ronaldo bias. Because he feels that way Ronaldo can equalize the Ballon d'Or. What do you think?
So, meaning Ronaldo can get number 5?
No. Messi, Ronaldo has 5 now. Messi has 6.
Oh, sorry, 6. Okay. Let me see. I highly doubt.
Same here.
Ronaldo will get it again. But if any of them will, it will be Ronaldo.
That's a very good take. If any of them will at this point,
get it to, you would want to do their whatever. If one must still get it, it will definitely be Ronaldo.
True, I agree with that.
Let's see how that goes, man. Let's see how that goes. Was that the question?
Yeah, that was the only question I answered, sir.
Mad. All right, bro. This has been 35 minutes of quality La Liga talk, man. And I appreciate you for coming on, Gada. You said, there are a million other things you could have been doing, man, but you came out to give your opinion. I appreciate everything.
Yeah, no problem, my G. Right now, I'll just finish up my gardening and then go and see what other things I have to do.
No problem. It's all good, man. Anytime football comes up and you feel like you ought to speak about something, just drop me a message that I will make it happen.
All right, man.
No worries. Nice one. All right, guys. Guys, this has been Abdullahi Gada, man. Gada, if there are other Madrid fans that want to maybe connect with you or talk to you about Madrid, where can they get to you?
Well, my Twitter, I still haven't changed it since secondary school. You recognize the name. Is Crazy Gaddy at Crazy Gaddy. That's my Twitter.
Can you spell it for some guys that will not get the spelling?
Okay. Crazy Gaddy. CrazyGaddy. Then my Instagram is Abdullah/Gada. So ABDALLAH/GADA. And that's
slash or underscore.
Underscore, sorry.
Okay, no
sorry.
Problem, no problem. Got you. So Abdullah_ what?
Gada, GADA.
Got you. All right, guys. Man, this has been Gada, man. I hope you guys have your questions answered to him, man. You are still checking it out. This guy is just talking now. Let's see how long he talks before you feel confident to ask him. No problem. Hopefully, he can come on more so he can talk. Then you feel confident to ask your question. Because I know how some boys can be, man. You literally just, they will have questions. They will just not say anything. Just they want to probably see how you think and just for some time before actually making a move. So no problem, Gada. Thank you so much for coming on. And guys, this has been serious, bro. We brought it to you guys, and Gada made sure he did his best. Thanks for listening, guys. Gada, have a long day. And toodles. Take care, bro.
Yeah, peace.